In Northwest News from KPLU, safe, comfortable, these are not words we usually associate with spaces for illegal drug use, but some treatment advocates say maybe we should. They favor drug consumption sites that would be attractive enough to entice people off the streets. KPLU's Paula Whistle toured one on display in a Seattle park.
The first thing you notice when you walk in is a tray of supplies.
There's syringes and cookers, and there's a disposal box.
Patricia Sully is with the grassroots group Vocal, which helped bring the exhibit to Seattle. She shows me the mock consumption room with a clean table and bright lamp. At a real site, nurses would be on hand to help prevent overdoses, and treatment would be available for those who seek it. Ashley Himpleman, also with Vocal, says she's in recovery now, but was a heroin and crack user and contracted hepatitis C.
I think that if I had had a safe consumption site, I wouldn't have gotten hep C, and I most likely would have gotten into treatment much sooner.
One of the most striking things about this space is the design, a high pyramid shape, skylights. Greg Scott, a sociologist at DePaul University in Chicago, came up with the idea. He says too often places that provide services for drug users are cinder block structures that look like prisons. But he says people who abuse drugs are part of the broader society.
You know, most of us have come to expect a certain standard of care, and that corresponds to a certain standard of aesthetic and design. So why should we deny that to drug users?
Still, the question comes up, does this space, complete with plush pillows where people can hang out after consuming, make things a little too comfy? To which Scott says, if your goal is to get people into recovery, you need to keep this in mind.
Recovery programs don't accept dead bodies.
In other words, you need to keep people alive, something far more likely, in a controlled space like this one. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.